Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's Dante Nero. We at the Beige Phillip Show, Beige Phillip Podcast, soon to be the Beige Phillip Talk Show. I got my boy Harry Tarjanian. I pronounced it twice in a day right.
Yeah, Tarjanian. It's almost there. It's a terrible
close.
Name.
It was close. First episode. We got a Prodigy playing in the background. Smack my bitch up. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to smack bitches up. Figuratively.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you added the figurative part. Because I was going
to
say,
clean it up a little bit.
I did not sign on board for a podcast where we physically beat up women.
We don't beat up. That's one thing you need to understand. Beige Phillip Show, we do not advocate violence. We will choke a bitch every once in a while.
All right. I don't think you know the definition of violence. I think you misunderstand. I think to you, violence is anytime you feel like you've been angered.
Well, I don't. You know what? I think that might be true.
It excuses it.
Because I could choke a bitch without being angry. I just feel that that's what she needs.
You're sort of like, you can do it Darth Vader style.
Yeah, just
where like, you can choke a bitch.
It's not really choking if you use slow, even pressure. So, go.
No, I was going to say, from across the room, you could choke a bitch. And
mentally.
Say, you say you're angry that her lack of faith in you.
You know what? I have been known to choke a woman emotionally. I have.
Right. No, there's no doubt about that. Emotionally, you are very hands-on emotional. As far as emotional violence goes.
Well, all right. Well,
you put a hurting on a lot of people emotionally.
Here's what's interesting. I want to give you the background of the whole idea of the Beige Phillip Show. First of all, the original show was called the Black Phillip Show. This is an homage to Patrice O'Neill. He and I did the Black Phillip Show because we felt that there were guys out there in pain, in emotional pain, and sort of the emotional inquisition of women. They were putting us through this kind of men through pain, and we decided to help them to understand the feminine creature. Is that right? When I say the feminine creature?
Species, creature.
Species,
sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever we can do to separate.
How about specia?
What we do.
We'll use specia instead. So this is what happened. And what happened is about 4 years ago, Patrice and I did the show called The Black Phillip. And we just did it as because we used to talk shit on the phone about women and our philosophy about women. And he had decided to take it on to radio. And then we stopped doing the show, and the Black Phillip Show actually became sort of a cult following. And I kept getting emails and Facebook messages from guys who wanted the show to come back. And let me, 5 years later, when you do something 5 years later and people are still talking about it, I felt that there was a need for it. So, Harry and I was on a road gig, and he was having some problems. He was having problems with his girl, and we were talking about it. And I, with my brilliant advice and wisdom, we were talking about bringing the show back. And so here we are, Harry.
This is it. Finally bringing that perspective back to the world.
That's right. That's right.
To remind people why men are good
and women are evil.
I liked it. You tell the story, but part of it is it didn't completely fix all my problems.
No.
But that's the way you were telling the story. Is like, and lo and behold, I changed his life, and I thought we have to bring this to other people. But I think it's an interesting, it's a very interesting perspective that a lot of women don't want to hear.
Right, right.
And it's important to have it out there
because they are sick. They are sick, and we have the medicine. We have the medicine. And here's the thing, Harry, I want you to know you are still a project of mine. We're still going to work out.
Sure, yeah,
Take the music out. We're going to talk. Take it out.
I can't
take it out?
No, right. That's what I told you. I can try to. Let's see. Hold on.
All right. We're going to have a little production obstacles.
The irony is I can take it out so that the people who would be listening to this now can't hear it. I just can't lower it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's almost done.
Okay.
It's done. This is the first episode. There's a lot going on here.
It's going to be a little rough around the edges. But ultimately, the message is clean and clear. That's what's important.
If this message had to be delivered via the mail, via letters, the message is going to be delivered. Exactly. It just happens to be radio.
Exactly. Might get a little syrup on the letter, a little grease stains, you eating breakfast.
Postage stamp on the wrong corner. It's
whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Sloppy writing. A lot of people don't work on penmanship anymore.
So. No return address.
We have a guest here today, Harry. First guest. Let me just say, good friend of mine, club owner, great comic, been friends with me for how long? About 10 years?
10 years.
PJ Landers. Give it up for PJ Landers.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Finally glad to be on this first show. You've been talking about it long enough.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm lazy. I am lazy.
You miss it, though. You know, when I hear you talking about different things about women, I always tell you to give advice to these young guys.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm coming out of a 20-year marriage. You always give me advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we forget sometimes. I definitely forget I'm a man sometimes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I'm totally controlled by this bitch, and I love her. You know what I mean? But you just allow yourself to be in situations, you know?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I don't know if people know this, but I was married for 8 years, and I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot.
What years?
Oh, God. I don't even remember. I kind of blocked it out of my memory.
You don't remember what years?
I think I've been divorced for six years
okay.
Now. And I was married for 8, happy for 1.
Wait, all right, but which of the 8 years, which was the 1 year?
The first one, because I didn't really know her that
it's
well.
It's always the first one. It's never the other way around, right?
I didn't know her. Once I got to know her.
This was, all right. Then we got a nice little groove going, and then it went downhill. You never leave on a high note.
No. Man, how many times do you say the last 6 months were their best, because I knew what I was getting out of there?
Yeah. It's funny, because people don't know this. I actually got divorced over text message. Like, we had stopped talking, and she texted me, She thinks we should get the papers done. I text her back, fuck yeah. All and right, she nice. Wrote them up. She texted me the address. I signed them. She got her name back. I got mine back. And it was a wrap.
She didn't keep the Nero name?
Nah.
Like Tina Turner in that movie? That's a lot of lies.
She didn't really use it a lot anyway, so it didn't really matter. So.
I just want one
unless
thing.
Unless your name is Dante.
Yeah.
That name is not real. What is her name?
Littles. Her last name is Littles.
So she hyphenated it?
She used my name but never used it.
What's her full name?
Selene Littles.
Selene Littles Nero.
Yeah.
All right.
Little Nero.
No. That's what you called it? Oh, man.
So, but here's what it is. I just want to explain that this was an homage to the original Black Phillip Show. We're here to help people. We have an email. Eventually, we're going to do some calls. We're going to stream this and do some calls. But for now, we have an email. If you have any questions, any problems, you want to email me, you can email me at the beigephillip@gmail.com. I had a lot of with my co-host. He had a problem with the Beige Phillip Show because he doesn't think that people are smart enough to spell Beige Phillip because it's a little complicated.
Don't have faith in people that most people aren't stupid and or lazy.
But here's my point. I think that if they're really in pain and they really need some help, they'll look it up. They'll look it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the initial instinct. But you don't realize how many levels people quit at in life in general. You see, now you or I would probably just go to Google or look it up.
Well, just so you know, it's beigephillip@gmail.com. So hit me for the next show. We'll read your letters, read your emails. We'll try to give you some answers. But today, this is about you, PJ, and your crazy fucking fiasco of a life.
It's hard, man. I've been in the same relationship with the woman for 19 years.
19 years.
I have two kids, 14 and 16-year-old, two boys.
Right.
And we've been on a constant struggle throughout, you know, basically since 2004.
Yeah.
But my comedy has gotten in the way. You know, there's been not a Friday or a Saturday in the last 10 years that I haven't been doing comedy.
Now, here's the problem. Again, this is clearly a Beige Phillip principle. Write this down, people. Nothing you want to do gets in the way of your relationship. It is innately part of who you are and why the bitch fell in love with you in the first place. Huh?
That is true.
That is, write that one down. That's going to be...
There are a lot of things that in any relationship, for whatever reason, are fine when you do it at first. Even the irony is, if you've ever been in a relationship where you met the person at that place or at that job, you know what I mean? Like as a comic, or like if you were in a band, like, hey, bitch, I met you...
I'm playing.
Playing in a band.
Yeah, you were a groupie
at one of those gigs.
In the front row.
Don't be pissed that I got to go to those gigs.
You were blowing me in the back in the dressing room. Now you got a problem because you don't like guitar music anymore. It's whatever.
It's the same thing. Well, what happens is they try to, even though I've explained it 100 times,
right,
and I have not changed myself at all in the sense of my going after this career. It's constant. It's the same intensity. And it's not like I came out of nowhere and said, I'm going to be a comic. I told her what the path was going to be like.
Right.
And add that into all the other crazy shit that you have as a man, right, with relationships and her job and kids and everything else. That's why it was such a crazy relationship.
Rule number two. Don't think if you're honest that and they agree to it that they will agree to it later.
There's nothing that holds them legally, even if you state it. Yeah,
there is no binding. There's no binding legal agreement. Just like, ladies, if you get an order of protection, I can still choke you. See,
not that he would. He's not that kind of guy.
Not physically, but emotionally. Emotionally, you will lay down the hand.
Emotionally, you're like one of those anaconda snakes that just snuff the life and soul out of you until you realize that he's right and you're wrong.
Now, you know, what's interesting is a lot of my perspectives come from the fact that I don't know if people notice, I actually used to run an escort service. I like to call myself a personal manager. a lot of these principles are the same. They are the same in a regular relationship. One of the things I want to say, look, for years, PJ, you've been trying to get out of this relationship. We've been talking for years, and you've been getting ready.
How long did you want to get out of the relationship? Like, how long
I ago? I think really, like, in my mind that I could get out, it's probably been a good, like, 4 to 5 years of really wishing. And
before it happened? You mean 4 to 5 years before it happened, right?
I mean, the last 4 or 5 years is when I've been really concentrating on getting out.
Right.
But prior to that, it was just no real understanding of what the relationship, where it was going. Kind of,
even
I was
though
just,
you were married.
I was married, and I was kind of just going through the steps of the motions, and just going with her the way things are. Because when you
a lot of people do that, like, you'd be, I'm really surprised by the number of people who get married just because, like, they feel that that's the next logical step in life.
Exactly.
In a very odd way. And I think that's why it's such a high divorce rate, because it's just, you're trying to take the next step, but you're not necessarily, that's just the person who's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
well,
no other situation.
A lot of women are in love with the fact that they want to be in love more than they are in love.
Yeah.
And in love with the idea of being married.
And internally, women need that more than we do.
Sure.
Not only are they trained to it, they emotionally need that figure, whether it's their father, seeing their father in us,
right,
and our protection. And that's what, like, I'm a big dude. When she's with me, she feels safe.
Exactly.
That's like 80% of it right there.
Exactly. Now, here's what's interesting. I've known PJ for 10 years. Great father. Never a weekend when he's not spending time with his sons. Never a weekend when he's not trying to do something in the house, doing the laundry. He's a good dude. Mm. But somehow he's ended up being a piece of shit in the last year because he's not making the dough that he used to make.
Gosh.
And
that's strange, right?
And it is strange. It is strange. But this is Beige Philip principle number two.
Three. We're up to
three. We
have
three?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to have to keep counting, because right, we're going to get through a lot of them.
We'll say three for today.
Okay, fair
enough. Anything you do for a woman more than 3 times is no longer a favor. It is a habit and obligation.
That is what you're supposed to do.
And you need to understand that's how they think. Now, I think that a lot of times we don't really recognize how much we're taking for granted, because to be a man means that you provide, that your job is to provide. I say this all the time. I said one of the biggest pimps in the game is Kevin Federline. He's the only dude that won. He's the only dude that married Britney Spears and actually came out on top, which is insane. But we look at Kevin Federline as if he's a pussy. Nobody, we should actually be walking around with Kevin Federline t-shirts. Now, when you get somebody like Tiger Woods, he gets beat from some Swedish nanny or from a Swedish cleaning woman for $50
million. $100
million. Was it $100 million?
Something like that, yeah.
$100 million, he gets beat from her, and we go, this is not fair. She never sunk a putt and did a 500-yard drive. But we don't look at a guy like Kevin Federline who beat the system. He is the only pimp that beat the system. So, but here's the point of that. The point is that a guy like Kevin Federline, he doesn't fit into the principles of what we perceive as a man, a provider, the guy who takes care of his woman, takes care of his children, and asks for nothing in return. So I get it. I understand the hustle. I understand the game. But here's what you got to understand, ladies. If I can do all of that and I leave my dirty drawers on the middle of the floor, pick them up and shut your mouth. How about that?
I completely agree with that, you know, philosophy, because no matter what you do in a relationship, a woman has to sort of be angry with your, it's never going to be perfect is what you realize. Like if you were like an abusive man, like if you physically beat your wife, right?
Right.
And she goes, "What? How are you getting along with your husband?" "Oh, he's an asshole. He beats me." Right. Now, if you don't beat your wife, what's your husband like? "Oh, he's an asshole. He's verbally abusive."
Right.
Now, if you're not verbally abusive, what's your husband like? "He's an asshole. He leaves his sneakers out."
Right.
Like, there's always going to be a thing that you just don't, you know, there's always going to be an issue with it.
Base Philip, rule number 4, don't let a bitch define you. Define yourself. And if she's not into what you are, be ready to take the L. Step off.
What you have to do when situations like this, which I realize if I do go into another relationship, being 44, being in this and trying to correct it. A lot of guys won't try to correct it or make it better for themselves. I realize if you don't have the communication and explain exactly what you expect from her,
right,
then don't. It'll go to the dogs.
It's going to the dogs.
Is Arsenio Hall coming in?
You know, here's the sad part. From listening to this, you'd think we're doing this in a fucking, like, a shitty project apartment, like, on 125th Street. We are in the beautiful Soho studios here at Cogito, a very fancy and expensive neighborhood.
We got beagles howling on the outside.
Yeah, we are here out of the generosity of Mr. Jeff Glass and the Cogito company that allows us to use this studio. But there's dogs, there's babies.
Are actually foxhounds, so we could be in a mansion someplace.
I was just kidding.
And we're getting ready to go hunting.
Right.
We're going to hunt for pheasants.
Right.
There's a prison break somewhere. We're being attacked.
The next thing is there's going to be cops coming down. You're going to hear the siren because, you know, there's a parade going on, but people think people are getting arrested. And
we're going to shoot. Next time we're going to record this in my neighborhood with gunshots in the backyard.
It's probably quieter in your house. You tell me all the time, I want to do it right. You know, when I really think of relationships now, and like I see so many women out there now because I'm kind of talking a little bit more and just trying to find out what women are like. Right. Really, like, you know, when you talk real quick, but you don't really give a shit. Now I'm trying to see what, there's a lot of women out there that are like somewhat desperate in the sense just to get a man. Right. And they'll give up things up front, thinking as usual that they're going to change us.
Right.
And that should be like number 5. It's like, you know, don't, I'm not going to let anybody ever, well, you say it because it's your
advice. I'll tell you what, we're going to go for Base Philip rule number 5. A woman falls in love with you for everything that you are. She spends the rest of the relationship trying to change you into everything that you're not. If she succeeds, she will dump you for the guy who is what you were when she met you.
That's 5. Wow. That's 5 for 8.
It all makes sense, but it's a very weird, like, way of wording it. But you're not doing it wrong. But the logic is convoluted in that, like, that thinking of like, yeah, you're going to get left for the guy you used to be.
Exactly.
Because that's the guy they wanted, even though they want to change you.
Right? Yeah, but so I'll change you to something that they no longer find attractive.
But the thing is, they should be changing you for something better than you are at that point.
Here's the problem. That is clearly
the problem.
I think that's what your problem is in the first place, is you're looking for a chick to change you. It was your responsibility to make yourself who you are in the first place.
How about support then? Maybe that's the wrong word.
See, the thing is, she thinks she is supporting you. But she's trying to push you in what is the right direction. The same way your parents are like, no, I don't want you playing professional football. Right. I want you to become an accountant.
Right.
They do think they're doing the best thing they can for you, whether or not you think it is.
You know, I can accept that. You know, but most of the time, like when your parents do something, especially with the wife, I mean, a wife is a different beast. No offense to
beast.
That. I don't want to get the Peter after me or whoever's coming after me. But, you know, when you think of a woman behind you, you need some. I don't mind somebody telling me that I'm full of shit or tell me what it's about, whether it's you or if it's her. You know, but if it's real criticism, if it's not just picking up the sneakers,
right?
If it's,
right,
you know, yeah, hey, did you call an agent this week? Did you? She used to say that shit to me. Right. Who did you speak to Barry this week? Did you call this one? Did you call that one?
Barry then, by meaning Barry Katz.
Barry Katz, yeah.
We're dropping names here.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, it's 96
dropping
already.
Dropping names that cannot help us.
Yeah, we'll never hear this until we plant it on them. But that's what happens, you know, like, I want that type of thing, you know, and they lead, like you said, they're leading into what they think their idea of you is.
Well, here's what's interesting about that is a lot of times what you'll have is, if you ever ask a woman, you're eating, you're hungry, she goes, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. Like, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? You go, how about Chinese? Nah, I don't want Chinese. How about Mexican? Nah, I don't want your Mexican. You choose. I go, no. Well, all right, well, then what do you want? You tell me what you want. No, you choose.
Oh, my God.
All right, how about Italian? Nah, I don't want Italian. I don't know. Well, what the fuck do you want?
And this is the best part. All right, so let's go to Subway. I don't want to go to Subway. I don't want to go to Subway. All right, fine. Let's go to the... Let's go to, you know, whatever. No, I don't want to go there.
Now, here's what the answer to that should be. I'm going to get Italian.
If you'd like to join me, then you can get in the passenger seat.
This is something that I've learned. I back in the days, I don't know if guys know, but I used to be a male stripper. I was a male stripper for like 11 years. And
is Harry, by the way.
Yeah.
And voted number one male exotic dancer East Coast 7 years in a row. Come on, clap it up. Clap it up. That's what I'm talking about.
How many
about.
Years in a row?
Seven.
Wow.
7 years in a row. I was awesome.
Nobody
what
told
years,
me.
What years were these? Do you remember? Like, what period?
I started in 89, so I think the first time I got...
Damn, 89.
First time I competed was 90, so from 90 to 97.
Jeez, that was the golden era for you.
Golden era, yeah. No condoms back then. We were raw dogging it, baby. Yeah, that's when Ronald Reagan said that there was no AIDS.
And you took that seriously.
I was like, I'm rolling the dice, baby. He's the president.
My president says there's no AIDS. I'm going for it.
You got to trust the president.
I'm like, girl, come on. I can't use a condom. The president says there's no AIDS.
I'm an American. Do it for America.
I'm a patriot.
So as far as you're concerned, Reaganomics is just...
I'm a vagina Navy SEAL. Yeah. I'm deep cover.
Your balls are team six.
So what happened was... in a lot of cases, my experience with women was extensive simply because, not because I was such an amazing dude, but it was the opportunities that posed themselves because of the type of job that I was doing. So, you know, that's where I my vast wisdom is really trial and error.
Have you ever shown yourself, did you ever show yourself really to any of those women that you had been with?
Yeah, man, I really like my chick now is a little crazy, but when you try to expose yourself, the vulnerability that you show a lot of times it's shown for weakness. And then you got to be like, bitch, are you out your motherfucking mind? Yeah, I know, I told you I'm sensitive, but slow, even pressure.
It's like a crock pot.
I think what happens is, it's funny when you were saying the encouragement, right? Like, our whole life is based on us trying to build ourselves so that we make ourselves attractive to women. That's kind of the motivation. And ultimately, what happened to me was, I had this ideal image of who I wanted to be, and then I worked at being that person. So I was a lot of guys, you know, like they don't dress and they don't shower enough and they don't trim their beard and they don't. You know, they don't dress nice, you know, like, and I started doing those things to be more attractive. And ultimately, when I did those things, I found, wow, this is nice. Like, this feels good. And so now, I get my manicure, my pedicure. I UV gel, shiny. My nails are shiny as they, like my.
They are very shiny.
Yeah, they are chromy.
Yeah,
like a nice chrome finish.
I don't try to man them up now.
No,
you
I'm
already
not.
Said
nice.
You do the.
Oh, I'm not trying to man them up. I mean, because here's the thing:
just
women
chromy,
love
I'm
women
saying.
Love shiny just things. A lot of times, I'm talking to them and then moving my sure. fingernails, and they're like, something shiny," and then boop, I'm finger popping. They don't even see me coming. All they see is the shine. So all I'm saying is, we have to be better men for ourselves. And if we're looking, it's great if you get a woman that is. Is supportive and understands, or even tries to understand what it means to be supportive. But if she's not, the show goes on. We gotta still keep rocking, and we gotta understand that relationships are not 50-50. You want to be the king of your castle or the captain of your ship, you have to steer the ship all the time. Because what happens when you don't steer the ship? It ends up on the rocks. So you can't let a bitch steer you on the rocks, get you, because once she steers you on the rocks, nobody's got a boat. She don't got a boat, you don't got a boat, and everybody else who's riding on the ship.
It is true. A woman can sink both of you.
Yes.
And will, by the way.
And
will destroy both of you for the sake of hurting you. It's a kamikaze mission.
And then not really kamikaze, because they'll jump off swim and jump on somebody else's boat. So they,
yeah.
And the guy, they'll give her a towel and a nice meal. So,
Or she'll try to go down with you like the Titanic and throw you off the boat like Jack.
Yeah.
Well, instead of sharing that one fucking door that she had.
That's it.
Too far of a reference?
I'm not sure what the fuck that was. What were we talking about?
Did you see the end of Titanic?
Y'all gotta keep me
on some white shit.
I was gonna say, isn't there a black Titanic?
It's a soul plane.
Yeah, it's gold.
Tyler Perry.
The big boat.
Wasn't Soul Plane just the black version of Titanic? Same thing. Similar.
Box office wise.
The Black Titanic is the big boat starring Tyler Perry and Jai White.
Featuring Ja Rule. Queen Latifah.
Straight to DVD, Ja Rule.
This soap opera star that nobody knows about. Because there's always one or two of those soap opera stars. Like, Tony Anderson. Like, who the fuck is Tony Anderson?
And some flamboyantly gay character. I made all this food. What y'all niggas gonna eat?
So you're saying you can't learn anything from Tyler Perry movies?
No,
they're not a very accurate depiction
it's
either.
It's not my thing, baby. It's not
even,
I mean, it is every black and male and female black dialogue that I've ever heard, absolutely. But, I mean, I guess people like to hear it over and over
There's
again.
Nothing endearing about his whole gimmick of he's just placating to the black market.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a situation where that's, I mean, you know, look, I'm not knocking your hustle because you got to make your money. I mean, look at all of the reality TV. They promote awful human beings and they're making money off it, but we're getting off track. Here, so PJ, here's the deal. Now moving forward, do you find this whole, you said you're talking to women a little bit more and you're finding the whole situation awkward, it's a little awkward. I guess what we're saying is that you're a little rusty. Yes?
I guess so. I guess being rusty is the sense, but also because I know so much more, if you would,
right,
about women and about things that I'm reading into them way before they even know what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I'm you know, I'm not going in there with drunk guys and letting a girl get me all excited because she's got big titties and a nice ass. Like,
right.
I'm going right through her and realizing, right, oh shit, this one's going to be a daddy one. You know,
right.
She, oh, my father, I love my father, you know, or something, whatever it is.
You can read it. Yeah.
I can read into it now. And I purposely do it because, you know, being a comic and I'm always a people person, I've always been able to read into people. But now, because I've gone through this relationship and especially the last 6 months, trying to know about women more.
Right.
You know, because that's the other thing when you were saying earlier, you get on this train, you just keep moving. You're not really worrying about the other person's actual feelings, and sometimes it happens.
When you say her actual feelings, what she's feeling or how you're feeling about what she's doing?
It's probably the former, because it's her feelings and not relating to them enough.
Okay.
Or at least making her realize that I am trying to relate to them.
Well, you know what's interesting? I think a lot of the point of views that I have about women and relationships, it seems to be tends to be a little more, I mean, people might say misogynistic, but I would disagree. I don't know why we have laughter in the studio, but I disagree because I clearly understand that you, if you're going to take on any woman, that you have to be a provider and you have to give direction. You know, a woman without direction is headed for self-destruction on a paper boat on a lake of fire.
Write that down. That was what's the karate guy?
Mr. Miyagi.
No, not Mr. What's his
Confucius?
It? Not Confucius, and the other guy.
It was Pimp Fucius.
The guy who used to walk around and give Grasshopper.
Oh, Kung Fu.
You are old as shit. Jesus. You couldn't have gone with Mr. Miyagi.
That guy died of autoerotic asphyxiation at this point. Yeah, and that was like 4 years ago.
He's talking about Kung Fu.
I think so, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Kung Fu. Stop giving your age. He's like, yo, that was like Socrates. I went to high school with him.
What type of woman are you looking for now? Is it different than the type of woman
he
you
don't
were?
Know.
You know, just yeah, anything
I don't
out
know.
There.
I don't, yeah, I, know. And I wonder, do guys do that? Do guys actually, like when you started seeing somebody again, or you, are you starting to see anybody yet?
I'm not, no, but I mean, I've always sort of had, and I don't have a type physically, but emotionally, I have a type of like person I want to deal with. But I've had that for a while. Like, I can't.
And what is that type? What is the type?
It has to be certainly intelligent and somewhat independent. Like, it's hard to define it, but I know I'm not going to meet it in a club. That's not going to happen. That's just for fucking. You know what I mean? Like, right. Clubs and bars. It's the odds are I'm not going to meet somebody I want to be in a long-term relationship that I can get along with and explain things to and you know.
I don't know if that's true. Because
for me, I think that's true.
I don't know if that's necessarily true because, I'll say this. I kind of feel that women don't have a personality.
Again, not misogynistic, but what do you mean by that?
Let me clarify that. Well, I think there's a range. There's a range of personality, but a woman is always a reflection of the man that she's fucking. So, like for instance, if you were dating Maya Angelou and you were beating her in the head with a cookie sheet because she didn't put enough chocolate chips in the cookie, she probably wouldn't be writing So I Rise. You know what I'm saying? There would be other things pending, right. The knots on her head, which wouldn't allow her to be creative.
She wouldn't be Maya Angelou.
Exactly. She would be.
Right, but that, I think that is a personality, though. That's.
But here's the thing. You put her... I have three older sisters. And when I was a kid, I used to watch them date different people. And every time they dated a different guy, they were a different woman. And...
Okay.
And
that's interesting.
And so, if you got a woman and she's abusive and she's bitchy, it's because you've allowed that. It's your fault. And we need to, as much as we talk about women and what they do and what they don't do, the bottom line is, it is our fault. Understand that this is our fault. They do what we allow.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm saying there is a certain category of just people in general that you get along with and you don't get. Like, when I drive by, I'm not a guy who goes out. If I didn't do comedy, I'd fucking be home.
Right.
That's it, you know?
Which is a problem.
But that's just my personality. Yeah, I'm not saying to meet women in general.
And we and I talked about that. It's because...
We and I.
Him and us.
The three of
had
us.
Had talked
him
about
and
it
I.
before.
Them and those.
What we said, that this is about cultivating you as a person.
But,
it's about you doing things.
Yeah, but you're saying to better yourself or to bring yourself more happiness. But what I've realized in my life is I don't get any happiness from going out to bars and clubs. I don't enjoy it.
I'm not saying bars and clubs. I'm just saying different activities to like you have to, you know, to ultimately to be progressive, you have to do things that are uncomfortable for you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But ultimately, as men, as creatures of habit, we get lazy. You get lazy. You won't do things that we're not comfortable with. And ultimately, we get stuck in this little box because we're so comfortable.
That's true.
And then we don't expand. And then we don't know what we don't like or we do like because we don't expose ourselves to
the point I was sort of making is that like when I drive by you know, you drive by clubs all the time, and when I see people online to fucking go in a club,
right,
I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. So I couldn't be with a woman who wants that. Who, like, hey, I want to go clubbing and dance. I'm not interested. Then you shouldn't. Like, that's what I mean by there's a certain type of woman that I don't think I can be with.
The thing is, I get that, but there might be, you can't say that right now, because you might meet that one chick that's going out on Fridays and Saturdays while you're at the club, and then you're meeting up with her later.
Here's something even more interesting. What if she's a woman whose home is a homebody like you, and her friends are going, you need to go out and do different things, and she just happens to be in the club that day because she's trying to, maybe. And then she goes, wow, you know, I don't really like to go to clubs too, and there's a love connection.
You're right. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I mean, by that logic, they could be anywhere and doing anything. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But check it out. Women are getting pushed into those clubs because of their friends.
Exactly.
And they are that way. Oh. You're going to meet somebody that way.
And then you make that love connection, and then you still spend the rest of the relationship trying to change you and destroy
right,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
a year later, it's like, we never go to the club anymore.
Right, but that's the other thing. You hated the club. Either that or, you know, yeah, it's sort of that thing of like, look, well, you know, I don't like clubs, and I get what you're saying, that it's possible to meet somebody anywhere, but it's that, you know, for me, I don't know, at this point, I'm in the phase right now where I'm not interested in finding. If it happens, it happens.
That,
you know what I mean?
That's fine. You know what's interesting? I always say this, anybody knows who Bonnie Parker is. Bonnie Parker is Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Okay.
And what she did before she was killing cops and robbing banks was she was a seamstress, right? So I always wonder, how good was that dick? That when she goes, fuck the sundress.
Right, right.
I'm going to shoot cops and rob banks. And so ultimately, the man she was with is ultimately the guy that defined her. And women are that way. Their emotions are outward. They need to attach their emotions to something. So as they attach their emotions to you, ultimately their emotions morph and their personalities morph into whatever that combination is. The problem is understanding that what you put out is a direct relationship to who she becomes. So
yeah, one of the things in the last relationship, which you know, was a good relationship, but it is one of the things. If you got to be harder up front than even if you're a nice person.
Absolutely.
Because you can always get softer, but you can't. I think Patrice said that once. He talked about, and he was talking about like prison guards, where right. they said, you want to be stern up front because you could always be softer and friendlier, but you can't go the other way around.
Well, I think we don't understand that this is a war. We are at war. If you're in a relationship, you are at war. Mm. And she will take from you. And they women take. With no prejudice,
and they don't follow the NATO agreement.
No, they don't care.
This is like a different type of war. That's why this is like Game of Thrones shit.
It's much deeper than that. This is
Vietnam.
Dragons.
It's Vietnam. We're trying to fight a war with all the smarts and technology,
exactly. Logic,
and then hiding really? In the fucking trees.
You're trying to talk with logic? Yeah, like, you're crazy.
They're running barefoot.
She's sharpening punji sticks and shitting on them, and you. And you want to have a peace agreement. It's, you know, a woman will take like she brushes her teeth like every day. And what you give, she accepts and then wants more. And if you don't say, I'll tell you something.
She wants more, better, and different.
I was with this chick and went out to a play and she was arguing with me. And when she said she was hungry, and we were arguing back and forth. And then she goes, she's hungry. So we go to the diner. What do you want? We get two cheeseburger deluxe, because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm classy. I know how to treat
the deluxe,
ladies.
You know,
yeah, extra pickle.
Some fries. That coleslaw that no one ever really is happy to.
I love that coleslaw, too.
You're a lucky man.
This stuff never goes bad.
Never gets good, but
she's still arguing with me, so I take the cheeseburger. Like, I'm gonna take this.
You repossess the cheeseburger.
What the fuck are you doing? I said, I'm taking. You think I'm gonna nourish you so that you can fight with me? Are you crazy? You're not gonna eat and fight with me.
I'm not gonna give you the bullets.
No, if you want another, you order another cheeseburger and pay for it, because I'm not paying for you. And I understand that maybe that's an extreme situation, but it's not. It's It's the arrogance to think that I can take you out, use my gas in my car with my car insurance, feed you, buy the tickets, and then you think you can still bitch at me. We could do none of this. We could never speak again if that's what you want to do. And you got to be ready to draw that line.
Yeah, that's the hard part, man. It's because I am it sounds cheesy, a good guy, but just in general, I don't like confrontation, but you have to be willing to.
Because you're at war.
I realized a lot, especially in after this long-term one, of like, by you, they don't look at it as you being he doesn't fight. Especially if you're not telling them that you're just letting it go and moving on. They don't see it as letting it go.
No.
You don't get credit for just letting it go and moving on with
this
your
is
life.
A win. This is
that's,
a win.
Yeah, that just counts as, or no contest. It just didn't happen. Like, if you don't bring some shit up, like, stop doing that.
Right.
It just doesn't, you know.
Well, it's not even a no contest. They win. If you don't fight, they win.
Right.
And they will win and push you and push you.
It's not even a win. It's a victory. It's the ultimate victory, you know?
You know, I don't even know if they think of it like that because it comes so easy to them to take. Because, and don't get me wrong, I get this. Our society sets up things in a way that we're supposed to provide. That is the game. The only guy that really wins when he has a girl, if you got a girlfriend, you got a wife and a woman, you are losing. You are losing. You are making sacrifice and giving up shit that you wouldn't give up, that she won't give up. The only guy that maybe makes it even, breaks even, is a pimp. And he don't really make, he still got to bail the bitch out. She don't bail herself out. He comes close to come breaking even. Because you buy his shit and you buy, but you're losing. And I get that, fellas. We need to understand this. That having a woman, can't live with him, can't live without him. I get that. The point is, don't give up too much ground. Mm. You can't just keep. You gotta need to understand that we are at war at all times. And the smallest thing that you let go, trust me, it will come up to haunt you again at a later date.
I would say with that is that if you are, we always have to have that plan though. We have to have that going down the road kind of plan. So if you are giving
you
up,
step in with that plan.
That's fine. Right. That's fine. Step in with that plan when it needs
to
be.
When we take you to the club to get you a new bitch, you got to be like, I'm not going to let this bitch take advantage of me while we're waiting on the line to get in the club. That's what your mindset has to be, because she's going to take. She's going to take. And you got to decide you got to decide what we're going to fight with, you know.
Yeah, it is a battle. It's
Pete,
a constant battle.
Let me ask you something, Pete. Now that you're looking to move on, right? Is there resentment because of all the things that have happened?
I think there is. I think what happens is you don't really, like when I look at the relationship and I look at the 20 years almost that we've been together, mm-hmm. and now that it's ending, it's like, I wish many years were better. So when you talk about resentment, because there were times that I wouldn't come home because I didn't want to be in the house with her.
Right. Right.
So and there's feelings of her stopping me and me allowing myself, now that I'm realizing talking to you manning me up, giving me a pair of balls and stuff. Right. You forget sometimes that you really can't let a person stop you. Right. And that is resentment. It was, you know, even when the babies, when the babies came, it was like, oh shit. Like I was running the Boston Comedy Club in 95 and 96. Regular Friday, Saturday night host. I had the kid, and there was slight resentment because I had it, like, she went to her full-time job nurse. Right. She goes back working at night. I disappeared for like 4 months.
Right.
I couldn't get babies. I had a newborn baby.
Right.
I couldn't even, that was crazy enough, So there's like resentment that she didn't take.
And understand that she doesn't even understand the dynamic of that. That when you're doing stand-up comedy, when you get off the line, you can't have somebody hold a place for you.
There is none.
You get off 4 months, you disappear from people shot past you and they're doing things that you never did. And I specifically asked you that. And I want to just say to the listeners and the audience, I asked this because I want you to understand that the Beige Phillips Show in general, this is for real. I mean, we joke and we laugh, but this is for real. Harry and I are talking about putting this together because we want to help people. We wanted to make this situation, make relationships better, not just for men, but for women too, because if they don't have that guidance, we know no direction, self-destruction, on a paper boat, on a lake of fire. You understand?
I love it.
And so when I talk to PJ.
That was Mr. Biagi.
And when I talk to PJ and he talks about this, I mean, I don't know if you can hear it in the recording, but you hear the pain and the seriousness in his house. We talk about a man at 19 years who has provided and been a good father and been a good husband and been supportive and done things that he wouldn't normally have done if he didn't have a family, if he was just by himself. And that is commendable, and it should be respected and held up high. And a lot of times what we're doing as men is we're letting women cut our balls off. We want this show to be something where we help you get your balls back. That's what it is. Beige Phillips Show, y'all. Beige Phillips Show.
Man. Great.
Thanks. I appreciate you coming out, PJ. Harry, thanks for putting things together. I know you've been
thank
running
you.
Around.
This is the first show, so, you know, it's going to get rough. Better. It's going to get the sound. Everything's going to get better. We're trying to make everything nice and smooth. But I think it was a good first show.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I like show. No production. I like the fact that it's just... We just want it to be real. Please send me questions, things that you don't understand. Email Beige Phillip, BEIGEPHILLIP @gmail.com. Hit me back, or you can hit me at Dante Nero on Facebook, or you can hit me on twitter.com/DanteNero. Harry, you want to plug something before you leave?
You could go to my website just for my stuff, which a minimal amount of women bashing. or not, whatever. My website is IHateComedy.com, and then I'm also on Twitter as Harry Turjanian. Just Google it, Harry Turjanian comedian. And
Harry probably got 4 followers and 8 followers for Turjanian. To Ginny.
Yeah,
to
yeah. Well, my motto has always been, if you can't find me on Twitter, then I don't really think you're smart enough to follow my comedy. So,
nice.
So, yeah, if you can't figure it out with all the technology we have.
You want to spell it for them? Spell it
no.
for them.
All right. Look no. it up. Look at. That's why I created IHateComedy.com. That's right. The website.
IHateComedy.com. PJ, you got anything you want
to
plug?
Yeah, you could go to MrPJLanders.com. Check it out. I'm on Facebook as well and Twitter, and you'll see dates of comedy shows that I do in the Village every Friday and Saturday.
Yo, we're going to hit this. This is a movement, people. Get on board or get the fuck out the way. Peace. We out of here. Let me get that smack my bitch up shit again. Can we got that again?
You don't understand that I can put it in post. That right, well, I don't have a board here.
Put it off. We're going to go out.
If you, had
right,
just, if you had just left it that way, I would have smoothly done it. But right, now there's this awkward
it's
thing.
It's better rough that way.
And
anyway,
now it's
em.
A weird fade up.
Fuck them this day. We want them to know this up. Is real. This is real. Bass Phillip. BaseFillip.com. BaseFill@gmail.com. Hit us, y'all. We out of here. Peace.